coming late. I just wasn't able to get here any earlier. I read this reading today, reminding me of my first surprise. There's many of them in Uganda. So in Uganda, things are a little bit different than here. Funeral masses are about three and a half hours long. And everybody comes to them. So the whole community is there. There's like 2,000 people that come to these. It's a big party, and there's traffic jams and a lot of crying and petitions coming up. So we were invited to a funeral the first year I went in 2011. And my group, we were together, and we went into a place in the back that was nice and shady because it was really hot. The sun was blazing that day. And since we didn't know anybody in the family or at the funeral, we thought we would go back there. The only connection we had was with my friend Father Hillary, who somehow knew this person really well. Next thing we know, the relative of one of the deceased came to get us and brought us to the front. And not only did he bring us to the front, but I was escorted to the back to vest up for Mass and was at the right hand of the presider, one of eight priests that were there for that Mass. So I had the luxury of being called to the front, and I got to sit in the sunshine for nearly 4 hours. My forehead looked like an apple by the time I got on there. But when I see this reading, I think of that, how we were trying to, not because we were trying to be humble, but we thought we shouldn't be in the front. That was for the family, but they did bring us up to the front and viewed us as important. One of the things we have to make sure that we're careful of in this very political, divisive time and in our country and in our church, and I lately have been apologizing to the laity because it is the presbyterate and the bishops that have divided us, and I'm sorry for that. We need to be together. Until we're together, then neither will you. But we have to make sure that we don't look at our faith as being the only faith, and if anybody is not here, then that's bad because we are the best. Even though that's how we should feel, but we need to be humble about it. We are on the winning team. We can't lose. So in this time of hyper divisions within our church and also politically in our country and in the world, don't allow yourselves to fall into despair or frustration or irritation. Our Lord wins. He will not lose. We can go out there and fight for the lives of the unborn, and that's what we need to do. First and foremost, there's nothing more important than that. So if anybody looks at these issues and says, okay, well, this candidate is not against abortion, but they have all these other good things, not good enough. We need to humanize those little ones in the womb because they are human beings. So make sure in your conversations with others that it becomes clear that the lives of the unborn is a group of human beings that have been completely forgotten. COVID, bad thing. Really bad. I think, 225,000 have died so far? You know how many have probably lost their lives in this country to abortion? More than twice that. As Catholics, we need to come together. We have the power to change the world. Do you guys realize that? We have the power to change the world, not just our country, but the world. Those that are not with us are afraid of that. They want us to be divided. We need to stick together. There can always be the temptation to say things about a priest or a bishop or even our Holy Father to others, it serves no purpose. It serves no purpose at all. We need to come together and pray and make sure that we understand our place in this history, salvation history. There is one power, even though you see all this jockeying for power, that's what it's all about. Don't fool yourself. It's not about these issues that are out there. It's about power. I will guarantee you, if all the Catholics stood together and anybody in the political realm knew that they had to be pro-life to get elected, they would be pro-life tomorrow. Guaranteed. It's all about power. We have to understand there's only one power, and that's God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we gather to Him, not to some political party or country or anything else that's lesser than that. He's the power, not a human being. But we need to make sure that as we're on this journey, that we are moving humbly, not getting in somebody's face. Someone said, well, Father, come on, if we're like that, they're going to run over us. Really? You think our Lord is not strong enough? He is. He is. Don't get caught up in what's going on in this election. Fight for what you know is right. Talk to other people and engage them. And then let it go. Don't let this ruin your life. I've talked to so many people and they're so worried and so nervous. Say, really? Where's the trust in our Lord out there now? Where is that trust? You know, we're on the winning team. Whoever gets elected, it really isn't going to matter in the long term. Now, there might be a lot of innocent lives continuing to get killed because we can't come together. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. This isn't our world. We're inhabiting it. We're traveling through it. Our world is with God in heaven. Don't ever forget that. If you allow yourselves to lower into that of this world, I can guarantee you what's going to happen to you. You're going to be angry. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be upset. You're going to be mad at everybody. You're going to talk to other people about it. It serves no purpose. Believe. Trust in our Lord. Humbly walk through this land that has been given to us during this time of our life. God will pull us up to the front of the class when it's time. He will pull us up to where He wants us to be. We have to fight for the lives of the unborn. It's the number one tragedy of our time. Nothing compares. You know, you can talk all you want to about COVID. Is it dangerous? Yes. My friends in Uganda, sometimes I think these third world countries have a step up on us. When I talk to them and ask them how things are going, their whole country has been shut down and they've had less than 20 deaths in the whole country. Their whole country has been shut down for that. We've sent over money to help our kids to not starve, because when they're not in school, they don't eat. We think we have problems here? Not so, compared to other areas of the world. Someone asked me, why are they shut down? Because of power. There's power. I won't go too much further than this because people accuse me of being political, but there's more to what's going on in our country. This is a worldwide thing that's going on. And it's a jockeying for power. But they'll lose. They will lose. We win. So when they tell me about their COVID deaths, they will say this, Father, we have 19 deaths. And then the very next thing they said proudly, but we've had 245,000 that have recovered. You ever look at our numbers that way? You know what they would be? Now, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it would be something very similar to this because it'd be in the millions. I would tell them, well, you know, we've had a little bit worse here. We've had 225,000 deaths. But we've had 8,595,000 that have recovered. I'm just making that number up, but it's something like that. Take a look at it. What is the real tragedy? The real tragedy is that we are human beings that are discriminating against each other, and we're doing it all in the Adam and Eve way because of power. We want to be our own gods. Don't allow yourselves to fall into that. We are not God. We have a God. We follow him. But we are not God. We are his people. We are his hands and his feet, and we're out to go out there and fight for those that need to be fought for. We need to fight for those that are suffering in Uganda. We need to fight for those that are suffering in our country. Whatever it may be, that's good. We're supposed to do that. But don't ever allow all of the social justice issues to become equal to the lives of the unborn. Because more of them have lost their lives in our country alone than all of those that have lost their lives to every war that we have ever fought. It's a lot. When's it going to stop? When we come together and allow God to be our guide. Allow our church to be our guide, not some political party. As we continue this Mass today, let's make sure that we know and we understand that we are on the winning team. If we stay in the boat, we don't jump out, we will not drown in the secular societies that we live in. Anybody that decides to jump out, you're in trouble, because this world will swallow you up and won't even care about you. We must follow the guidance and teachings of our church, all of them. Don't be a smorgasbord Catholic. Stand for all of the teachings of the church. Be humble about it. Don't be out there saying, you know, we're the best, you have to be part of us. See with God's eyes. See with God's eyes. When you do that, then the hatred for those that we disagree with goes away. And then it becomes a sadness for those. What did Christ say from the cross? Make sure you remember that. Father, forgive them. You don't know what they're doing. It's important. You want to fight happiness, that's part of it. Otherwise, you know what you're going to do? You're going to see someone you don't agree with. You're going to be upset with them. You're going to be angry, frustrated, hateful. You're going to say things about them. And then the reason that you feel angry and irritated and frustrated is our Lord. He's going to be telling you, don't be like that. That's not what I did. I didn't say from the cross, I can't wait to get you. You guys are bad. You disagree with me. I hate you. He's our guide. He's our power. And he will win, no doubt about it. So if you want to be on the winning team, and I know you all do, or else you wouldn't be here, be humble. Reach out. Help people that are on the wrong road. Do it charitably. Do it charitably. You know, the one thing I wish could happen, and I think it would go a long way, especially in this town, of stopping what's going on down there at Planned Parenthood. I really do wish all the Catholics would come together and stand out there. Not only on Thursdays, but every day. Just go out there and stand out there. What do you think people would think if there was 1,000 people out there? They'd probably call the cops on us and say that we're causing trouble. What do you think it would be? What do you think would happen? 1,000 people out there. You know that 70% of the women that get abortions, it's not even their choice. It's somebody else's choice. We need to come together. There's a coronavirus thing that's going on now, and it is bad, and it is worldwide, and whatever started it or caused it, it's unfortunate that it's out here and doing what it's doing. But compared to abortion, it's a very little problem. So let's make sure that we stand up for the church, stay in the boat, go out there, spread the good news charitably and humbly.